which is great, you know, great for a night out. Now, if you're wondering who I'm talking to again, because you heard Janet earlier, I'm joined in the studio by Janet Lee, who is in here on behalf of the Methodist Churches in Billericay, and she's here to talk about an event that they're holding on Christmas Day. So tell us a little bit about why you've put this together.
Well, as you said earlier, Michelle, there's a lot of people have got a lot of family around and they have a thoroughly good Christmas together, but there are also so many on their own, and Christmas can be a very lonely day if you are on your own.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason for doing it.
Yeah. And it is one of those things, sometimes when you think about Christmas, you always imagine that people are having these, most of the time people are not having a wonderful Christmas, because it's quite stressful, but you always imagine, especially if you're on your own, you imagine like families sitting around and doing stuff, and when you are on your own, you know, not out of choice, it can be very lonely, especially on Christmas Day, as you said, with families getting together. Now, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be providing Christmas lunch, which takes a very good team of people to give up their Christmas Day and actually help others, which I think is just, I read it this morning, I was like, wow, that's what a lovely thing to do. That really is very generous, to give up your time.
It really is.
What you're looking for are people. Now, they can be. Do they have to be elderly, or can they be any age group?
Any age group.
Okay, so if people are going to be on their own and they know somebody, or you're listening now, don't worry about feeling that you, oh, I don't want to tell anybody that I'm lonely, because that's the whole point of it, is to actually get everybody together. You'll be mixing with loads of different people and having a lovely Christmas lunch.
That's right, yes.
So first, before we talk about what's on the menu, because I'm feeling a bit peckish today, if people know a relative, whether it be an elderly relative, or maybe it's somebody that's in a wheelchair, or, you know, how are they going to be able to get to, it's the Queen's Park Community Church?
Yes, well, we can provide transport within the Billericay area.
Yep.
We have a couple of volunteers to do that for us, so don't worry about that.
Yep. And when they get there, is it going to be what sort of time? It's 1 o'clock-ish?
Well, it is 1 o'clock, yes. And we're serving a traditional turkey, roast turkey, and all the trimmings. But we can cater for special diets. So
yep.
We've already had somebody who can't eat poultry, so we're going to get some beef for him.
But nice.
If you're vegetarian or vegan or gluten-free,
yep,
please don't let that hold you back.
Lovely. And then will there be Christmas pudding as well?
Oh, yes, of course. And alternatives, if you don't like Christmas pudding.
And I'm like, for you, crackers, so you get your hat.
Oh, yes, crackers and hats and carols, a quiz and one or two games.
Oh, excellent. So it isn't just going to be get there, have your lunch, and you've got to rush off.
No.
So what time will it go on till, roughly?
Well, probably go on till about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on how it goes.
So will you be sitting down for Christmas dinner as well?
I will be, yes.
Eventually, because it sounds like you're going to be very, very, very busy.
But I would like to mention that a family not connected with our church at all phoned up and offered to help with her three sons.
Mm.
And when I mentioned about we'd have to have the lonely people for lunch first before we could sort of offer her lunch, she said, oh, no, we don't want lunch. We'll have our meal when we get home.
Yeah.
So I think that is great to just phone up like that.
And she's bringing her sons as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very touching. So if people want to get involved, if you do know somebody, you can be, you might be at an old people's home, you might be listening in now and you live on your own, or you might be, you know, you're just going to be on your own Christmas Day and you don't want to be on your own. There's no shame in getting in contact with Janet and actually being with other people. And sometimes they're quite, that's, you know, I've had different people just turn up on Christmas Day, and it's nice to be able to talk to people you won't have met before. Or if you do know somebody, you might live in an old people's home and you know somebody next door is going to be on their own. So again, because you have the transport, you know, if you have any mobility issues at all, you can be picked up. And what about if people are not sort of too near? Would they still be able to be picked up? Because there's no bus service, is there, on Christmas Day?
No. Well, we are saying the Billericay area.
Yeah.
If we can find a few more people to offer transport, we might be able to go a bit further afield. But at the moment, I think there's only two or three that have volunteered to do that. So that's another area where people could help out.
And how many of you are there going to be on the day?
I think there'll be about a dozen doing on the day. There's a team of seven of us actually planning it.
Yeah,
and we've all got our different tasks to do. I'm doing the pigs in blankets. So.
Oh, Janet, don't you make me feel hungry. There's people out there going, oh, pigs in blankets, love this. They're the tasty bits, aren't they? Because yes. The thing is, see, if I was doing that, Janet, there'd be nothing left. There'd be an empty tray. Just, I don't know what happened. I fell over. Because they're a bit Moorish, aren't they, those little...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we hope you can people will like them. Anyway.
You can sneak one or two. What are you going to put any sort of anything on the top of them, or are you just going to have the bacon and the sausage? Yeah. Did you put any sort of like sauce or a bit of mustard?
Probably not. No, I think it's enough with the other sauces, cranberry sauce and bread sauce.
I'm getting hungry again.
All these things.
And so anything else that you need donated, because this is all going to be free to people that come along. So don't worry, there's no charge involved. But there's anything specifically you're looking for the general public to help out with?
Well, they can do. We'd be very pleased to receive donations. I would say we have had already. We've had some money from Waitrose. Mm. They've given us about £300. And Co-op Funeral Care have volunteered to buy the presents, because you get a present as well.
Oh, wow. End.
And I think the co-op in the supermarket is going to provide the mince pies for us.
Yeah.
Plus, individuals have phoned. Somebody phoned, and she's buying all the drinks, or most of the drinks for us. So, yeah. You know, it's open. You can donate money, or you can donate something in the way of food.
Yeah. So, if people want to get involved, where do they need to get? Who do they need to get in contact with? And when's the cut-off date?
Well, the cut-off date is the 20th of December, which is this Sunday before.
Yeah.
And there's two phone numbers, which... shall I give those out?
Yeah.
Yes, there's... my number is 012-77-622-2297. Or there is another number you can phone, and that's 012-77-659-530.
And those details will be up on our website as well if you've missed
those. Yes, I was going to say, people haven't caught that.
Yeah. So 01277 622 297, you can get in contact with Janet. And if you do know somebody's going to be on their own at Christmas, any age group, they'd be more than happy, you know, just say to them if they want to, if they're local to Billericay, and they can have a lovely Christmas lunch, great company, a quiz, Christmas pudding, or alternative dietary requirements. There's no problems there, whether you need anything specific or you don't eat meat, vegetarian, vegan, whatever, no problems at all. And you'll have a lovely Christmas lunch and a few carols, a quiz, maybe a little drink, and then get a ride back home. Sounds perfect.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Okay.
It's lovely.
Yes.
It's really nice to meet you, and thank you for doing such a fabulous thing for people who are lonely at Christmas. It's very, very kind. Very kind
person.
Right, here we go. 11:39. Here's Mad Con featuring Ray Dalton. I'll be back after this.